Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a very special offering on this Christmas evening. Our celebrant tonight is Archbishop Deb, and the homilist is Bishop Jean. Take some time now to call that great spirit of love to your hearts and minds, and hear once more the story of the birth of our Savior.
Rejoice, for God is with us. Emmanuel is born this night.
In the darkness of our world shines God's holy light.
Now there is reason to hope, to love, to laugh, and to live.
God is truly with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
Gracious God, whose Spirit sang the world into being, who fills our lives with angels, who calls forth ordinary people to participate in extraordinary things, we give thanks for your presence in our lives at every moment, supporting and assisting us at every turn. We give you thanks that in the gift of Jesus, you show us what it means to love and to serve you. May we learn from him who was born in that lowly stable and follow his loving example as we journey in faith. We ask this in the name of Emmanuel, Jesus, your Son. Amen. As we journey through Advent, each candle has marked the way to Christmas, guiding us to the manger to greet Jesus, the newborn King. The first candle, the second candle, is the candle of peace. The third candle is the candle of joy. And our fourth candle is the candle of love. Tonight, on this Christmas Eve, we celebrate the gift of Christ who came into the world to live among us and show us the divine light of God. We light the center candle now to honor Jesus, who is the light of the world. We give thanks to God for the gift of Jesus, who brings to us, to each of us, hope, joy, peace, and love. Let us pray. Eternal God, this holy night is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. May that light illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and deeds. May the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love represented by the birth in Bethlehem this night fill our lives and become part of all that we say and do. May we share the divine life of your Son, Jesus Christ, even as he humbled himself to share our humanity. Amen.
The birth of Jesus announced to Mary and Joseph. In the fullness of time, divine love breaks into the world. God comes to us answering prayers, sending us guidance and inspiration when we need it most, setting angels around each of us to protect and assist us and bring us heavenly messages. One day, a few thousand years ago, a young girl had an encounter that changed her life and our lives forever. Hear again this wonderful revelation from the Gospel of Luke.
A reading from Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
In spite of the huge risks and challenges that lay ahead for Mary, she said yes to God without hesitation or question. Her trust was absolute and complete. But for Joseph, her betrothed, it was a little more difficult to accept Mary's pregnancy. He was naturally suspicious and considered ending the engagement. He was a good and honorable man, and while he cared for her, he didn't want to risk a scandal. As Matthew tells us, God sent a special angel to him, too.
A reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. And now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way, when his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son and named him Jesus.
A reading from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
Jesus is born. And so, in the cold of the night, far away from the comfort of their home and the care of their family, the time came for Mary to have her baby. And God broke into our world with the sound of a baby's cry.
A reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Let us pray. Eternal God, in Jesus Christ, your light shines in our darkness, giving joy in our sorrow and presence in our loneliness. Fill us with the mystery of your word made flesh, until our hearts overflow with praise and joy. For he is the beginning and the end of all that exists, living forevermore. Amen.
Jesus' birth is announced to the shepherds. In the quiet of that cold night, there were shepherds in the fields watching their flock, protecting them from predators that roamed in the darkness. They lived among their animals and were devoted and loyal, caring for their flocks. They preferred hills and nature to crowded city streets. Society thought of shepherds as lowly and unclean, not much better than the animals they looked after. But the humble and lowly shepherds received a tremendous gift that first Christmas night.
A reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 9 to 18. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you great news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds were told.
Let us pray. As once you came into the hush of darkness, O God, so still our hearts now by the wonder of this night. Make us wise with the wisdom of a little one, that truth might be born afresh in us. Let not our hearts be busy inns with no room, but doors open wide to welcome a holy guest, who is Jesus Christ, alive with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's that much anticipated time of year once more, Christmas time. Everywhere we look, we're urged to keep Christmas, and we're told how to do so. Buy a lot of gifts, decorate the house, light up the lawn, make a great big meal, gather together, have fun. And we can remember Christmases like those we see in the TV ads. But we may not be having that photo op holiday this year. Times are hard. Sickness abounds, and with it, fear of contagion. We face troubles and pains of every description. Pray. Yet the troubles and pain may seem endless, perhaps. The heaviness of the world, of our world, weighs on our hearts. Maybe we feel alone in our pain, unseen by God. We might feel abandoned, adrift, alone on a rickety raft in a sea of darkness and danger, with no light anywhere to be seen. The Joel Osteens of the world preach that if you walk with God, your life will be smooth sailing. You'll have health, relationship success, prosperity, happiness. I don't think so. I think the people who walk with Christ share the brokenness that he was. For Christ was broken for us, for our sins, for our salvation. And we who walk with him share that brokenness. The people who walk with Christ are the ones who give from their lack, who reach beyond their pain to lift another from their own. People like us who have intimate knowledge of suffering and pain. We're having another hard candy Christmas. That comes from a song by Dolly Parton in which the singer insists she'll be fine and dandy through her hardships. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, she sings, but I won't let sorrow bring me down. It isn't scriptural, but it is a truth for us today as we face another Christmas of privation, perhaps alone, perhaps with more hard candy years ahead of us. But the gift of Christmas is that Jesus has come to be one of us, to let us know that he understands our pain because he shared it. Whatever we feel, afraid, alone, unseen by God, he felt too. And he stands with us toward a better day. Christmas is not only that our Savior has come to free us from sin and death, but that he has come to stand in solidarity with us, to walk with us, to love us when no one sees us, to be with us when we're lonely, to uphold us through the sadness and the suffering we face through our lives. He is with us in our joys, but oh, how precious it is to have him comfort us in our sorrows. Perhaps you've heard that song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." It's true. He's more than our Savior. He is our brother. He is our companion. He is the truest friend we could ever hope to have. And he is as near as a thought, as close as a cry from an aching heart. And he never comes alone. With him, we have his mother Mary, our own blessed mother too. We have dear Joseph, his loving protector and ours. We are part of his holy family, which is now our holy family. The angels who sang at Jesus' birth sang at ours too. And if no humble shepherds came to honor our birth, we humbly celebrate each other's birth and life. No wise men brought us costly gifts, perhaps, but Jesus himself brings us the most precious gifts of all: eternal life, freedom from sin, the doting, joyous love of our Creator, our Sanctifier, and our beloved brother who has redeemed us. So yes, if we've a mind to grieve, there's plenty of pain to go around. But Christmas calls us to look past our pain to the hope of a new day, to the hope of a new life that will never end, to the hope of our God who holds us tenderly and wipes away all our tears. Emmanuel has come. God is with us. And it all started in a humble stable among the animals, where a young mother and her stalwart protector took refuge, where the night's quiet was broken by a child's cry, and angels sang in a sky filled with stars. Tonight, this Christmas, let us look past the challenges of the day. Let our hearts soar with the angels, our joy mingle with theirs, and our love all the world at Christmas and throughout the year, where 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in a stable. And tonight, he is born again in our hearts. Amen.
Lord Jesus, whom humble shepherds worshipped, accept our praises as we celebrate your birth at Bethlehem. With joy and gratitude, we celebrate your birth, saying, "O come, let us adore him." We ask that as we make this a holy night upon which to remember your birth on earth, so our hearts would be illuminated with the brightness of your one true light, Jesus Christ our Lord, born in us this day.
O come, let us adore him.
Prince of Peace, born among us, as we share together the most profound mystery of your birth among us, so we pray that you would fill us with your peace, pour into our hearts that peace which we so desperately seek and which you alone can give.
O come, let us adore him.
May we live as children of the same Heavenly Father, willing to share our love for you and also to listen to the faith of others, that together your people may be one.
O come, let us adore him.
Awaken in our hearts love and gratitude for all that you have done for us, and may our joyful hearts share in the message of the angels to all humankind.
O come, let us adore him.
We remember those for whom Christmas will be difficult. Lord Jesus, as you were laid in a humble manger, because there was no room for you in the inn, have mercy, we pray, on all who cannot share our happiness this Christmas time. We are mindful of the poor and the hungry, the sick, especially. And those separated from the ones they love. By your love poured out at Bethlehem, guard, guide, and comfort those who, for whom we pray this night.
O come, let us adore him.
Gracious God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness.
God of stables, stars, and surprises, of light and hope and new life, open our eyes and hearts to your presence in our world. Forgive our obsession with property and possession. Forgive our compromises and narrowness of vision. Open us to your grace, that we may hear once again the song of the angels and respond with the song in our hearts and in our lives again into our world. Be born again into our hearts and lives.
The true light that enlightens all the world has come into the world. That light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to put it out. This is the good news. We are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Gracious God, as we celebrate the birth of Emmanuel and your promises granted to us through him, may we always be faithful witnesses of your love through our words and actions. Use our gifts and offerings to bring the light of Christ to people who long for your grace. We pray this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in the mystery of his incarnation was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother. In him we have seen a new and radiant vision of your glory. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices and sing our joyful hymns of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection, and we await his coming in glory. and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and the blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
God of all, on this holy night, we give thanks for the many ways your love is made known to us. As we go forth into the world, may we always remember to call on your support when fear overwhelms, to ask for your light when the way is not clear, and look to the Spirit of Christ to inspire us and affirm us. This we ask in your holy name. Amen. Glory to God.
Whose power, working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.